morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Kelvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our guests joining us, but we have some business we have to take care of first. Our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest runs all this week. We play it 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 and 7 o'clock. You want to listen for the word, you have to text it in using the Civic Media app. This hour's word is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. The word this hour is freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. You are entered to win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. That's every hour that we play. One winner per day picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And then everybody, whether you win a prize or not, everybody is entered into the grand prize drawing. We're going to have two grand prize winners. They get to pick where they want their summer staycation to be, and we're going to even give you gas to get there.
That's amazing.
So you can pick from Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat.
Come on.
Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores or a Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. So text the word freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, up until noon today, and you will be entered for the drawing.
And folks, don't use voice to text. Don't use anything else because we're seeing a lot of misspellings, a lot of non-enterings coming in. Not Cleetum, not Meridum. It's freedom.
It's freedom. Yeah.
Not Kevin. Now we got to get Kevin one day.
Freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. That is the word to text. You have until noon. We'll remind you throughout the course of the show. All right. One of our guests is joining us on live stream. One of our guests is on the phone. Very excited to be talking to these ladies. Kai Gardner-Mishlove is the Executive Director of Jewish Social Services in Madison. And Kateri Klingel is an adherent of the consistent life ethic. And they're kind of on opposite sides of the abortion issue. And that is the whole point, for these two women to come together to find out what we can actually agree on. So, ladies, thank you so very much for joining us. Good morning, Kai. Good morning, Kateri.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
So, who wants to start with how you guys even came together to talk about this?
Kai, I'll let you take the lead here.
Well, I guess I can. Okay. Thank you, Kateri. So nice to be with you here on this show also.
Yes.
So basically, we were each contacted to see and vet it, to see if we would be willing to meet and to discuss the divisive issue, which was abortion, in the state of Wisconsin. So they basically selected 14 different folks, half and half, across the spectrum, pro-life and pro-choice, to see if we could come together and discuss issues and come to some sort of common ground. It was very, very interesting and very fulfilling. And I think the purpose was to show how citizens can come together despite different belief systems to work on common issues and common ground, to find common ground on very, very contentious issues, especially in a time that we live in today that's extremely polarizing.
And that's kind of the whole point of what we're trying to do here at Civic Media, is to have conversations about difficult things without... Nothing gets done if all we do is yell at each other. It just isn't productive.
Right.
Nothing gets accomplished. And
right.
And demonizing each other continually is also completely counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely. I always say, if somebody's yelling at you, if somebody's yelling at you, tell them you're horrible. It doesn't really make you want to believe what they believe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't want someone screaming their opinion at me. It's not going to make me understand I mean, unfortunately, like that person anymore either, because like they're just yelling at me. This doesn't feel nice. Doesn't feel good or informative.
So let's start. First of all, Kai, give me your views on abortion. I'm curious to hear both Kateri and your views on the issue of abortion.
Sure. And so one thing that I want to also make sure that we understand, that these issues are rarely binary. And so sometimes even using the term pro-life versus pro-choice can be, cannot really fully tell the story. So and it's sort of rather limiting when you're when you reduce things at times to terms. So first, I want to say that. As far as what my belief system is, it is that we need body autonomy. Women, folks who can become pregnant, need autonomy to make decisions regarding their whether they're going to carry full term or terminate. That rarely is it a simple decision, and it's something that should be made in confidence between the person who's pregnant, the woman, and her healthcare provider and her spiritual advisor, if she has one. I am not comfortable with us legislating things in a certain way, in a blanket way, that does not take into account some of the unique and heartbreaking decisions that people may need to make regarding their health, regarding this issue. And so it's more important that we allow autonomy of individuals, especially since, family planning and the issues of raising children, there are different segments in our community who face disparities that are very, very difficult to overcome. So I am of the belief that this needs to be a private decision, and it's a very painful decision. And whatever we do, we need to support women, whether they choose to terminate, whether they choose to carry full term. We need to treat people with compassion and respect.
And every case, as you said, Kai, is different. Every pregnancy is different. All pregnancies don't run the same way. There can be all kinds of issues that pop up at different points in every woman's pregnancy. Kateri, so what is your where do you land on the issue of abortion?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kai and I certainly agree that all people are deserving of love and care and recognition of disproportionate impacts of health systems and of the experience of pregnancy. I adhere to something called the consistent life ethic, in which I believe that all human beings are persons, right? When someone's pregnant, it's not any other species other than a human. And I believe it's dangerous to engage in a decision about which human beings are persons and which ones are not. And I believe that all human beings who are persons have a right to live a life free from violence. That's from conception to natural death. Now, I believe that the approach that is often taken forgets the whole person throughout the lifespan. And this is where Starts With Us was phenomenal and why I wanted to join in, because I firmly believe there's far more we can do together to address the very issues that Kai raised that still can acknowledge and value the lives of both individuals, both human beings, when a pregnancy is occurring.
Our guests are Kai Gardner-Mishlov and Kateri Klingel, and we're talking about, it's called the Wisconsin 14, 14 people who have been brought together to try and find common ground on what is obviously very contentious issue. So I'm assuming that some of the things that we can all agree on is there needs to be more help for women after they give birth. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
So did you want to...
That was actually one of the proposals that we presented, that Medicaid coverage should be extended 12 months postpartum. We currently do... In Wisconsin, it's only 60... 60... I'm sorry. It's, you know, in Wisconsin, we're not taking care of women for 12 months, and only 46 states are doing that post-delivery, postpartum. So it's and also making sure that we provide more support for families regarding family planning and taking family leave, including adoptive and foster parents. So these are some of the things that we could agree on, which we can say, is important for the health of the society, a health of that family, of that person, of the community, and overall society as well.
It is interesting to me that there is so much pushback, at least from one side, on expanding this coverage for Medicaid for women for a year. That seems like a no-brainer, especially when we start looking at maternal mortality rates. It's frightening.
Yeah, it's absolutely extraordinarily concerning. I think that's also why Starts With Us wanted to to have us get together, right? Because I don't fall on one side of the political spectrum or another. And I firmly believe that we have to address the root causes here. If the majority of people who are obtaining abortions are doing so because they feel they don't have a choice, that's extremely concerning, right? And that if that's the majority of people, there's so much work that we can do together. And we really want to call in the state of Wisconsin and say, all right, if you value families, if you value the individuals living here, let's see it. Let's not be the last state to expand this coverage. Let's really show that we care about the whole person, the whole family, and the proposals we've come up with really emphasize that.
Well, and as you both pointed out, we are only one of 10 states that have not expanded Medicaid or Medicare. As you said too, Kateri, if you're going to proclaim to be pro-family and pro-woman and pro-babies and all of these things, then there need to be some systems in place to make this easier for women, right?
Precisely. Yeah, and it's not just this coverage that we're talking about with Medicaid, but it's also thinking about what information are we providing women who find themselves pregnant with? Do they really know all the options that are available to them? Another one of our proposals, and you can find these online at our Starts With Us website. You can give back feedback at www.citizensolution.us/Wisconsin, is that we should have at both pregnancy centers that support women in keeping their child and at facilities that offer abortions, a full spectrum of all of the things that are available to them, of exactly an understanding of what's occurring in their body, so that they have an informed decision and have community who can be with them.
We're going to keep this conversation going after a very, very short break. Stay with us. Kai Gardner-Mishlove and Kateri Klingel are our guests. They're among the Wisconsin 14, and we're talking about abortion and where we can agree on this very sensitive issue. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Also, a reminder, our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest going on until noon this hour. Using the Civic Media app, you want to text the word freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Text the word freedom and you are entered to pick up either this hour, a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. Every day, somebody picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and then we'll have two grand prizes, and you get to pick where you want to have your staycation, and we'll even give you the gas to get there.
Amazing.
So text the word freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. You have until noon, and then your next shot is with Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour. We are joined right now by our two guests. We have Kateri Klingel is on the live stream, and Kai Gardner-Mishlove on the phone, and we're talking about where we can agree on the abortion issue in Wisconsin. And you have a terrific website, Kateri, that you mentioned, and you've got some bullet points on there that I think there are five things on there that I think are important and people should know, that these are things that you agree on. So require human development education in schools. That seems like a real good starting place.
Yeah.
Require all options information at pregnancy centers, abortion clinics, and prenatal care providers. Extend Medicaid for 12 months after a woman gives birth. Provide a refundable state child tax credit. And enact paid family leave, including for foster and adoptive parents. Those all seem very reasonable to me.
One would hope. Right? One would think.
but then when
yeah, we would think so.
I know, but then, okay, first of all, I can see where all kinds of problems are going to come up with requiring human development education in schools. No, I don't want my child to call it by the right terms. No. It's if they learn about sex, they're going to do it.
Opt-in. So we do have a very specific,
Go ahead, Kateri.
Sorry, I want to give you...
Kateri, go ahead.
We have a very specific understanding of Wisconsin, right? We come from across the state, and so we understand that different families and different backgrounds are going to have preferences around what their children learn. And just like current education, actually, where it's opt-in and opt-out, we offer the same thing. But we think it's important that people understand a woman's full cycle, like how that actually works, when one can actually get pregnant and not, and that all people understand how that works, and along with, you know, how other bodies function and exist in the world. And it is important to acknowledge, right? People come to this space and this issue as proposals, right? With lived experience that's shaped their reaction to that. And so we want to make a space in which we can honor that and create discussion, which is why we're asking for the feedback of Wisconsinites. We want to know what you think. We care about your voice. And we don't all agree, right? So we spent a lot of time in the spaces where we were vehemently disagreeing with the goal of really figuring out how can we do what's best for our state in a way that is effective and that can actually perhaps get through our state legislature.
The website is called citizensolutions.us. We will include the link in our show notes, ladies, so that everybody can follow this link and check in. And you can actually weigh in on these proposals. Again, requiring human development education in schools, which I think is so critical. If you don't understand how you get pregnant, how can you prevent yourself from getting pregnant? Come on, people. Require all options of information at pregnancy centers, abortion clinics, and prenatal care providers. I do have a question about that, because for some of these pregnancy centers, they have been known to give intentional misinformation to women. Would they also be required to cover all of the options, including abortion?
So if they're receiving funding from the federal funds or state funds, right? So we have to know and understand, right, the rules and laws around businesses being able to say, no, I don't want to have to provide certain pieces of information. However, if they're receiving funds from the state, that's where we're able to say, hey, it's important that you understand what's going on here, right? And what options are actually available to you, right? And different spaces are going to approach things from a different understanding. And again, lived experience and our beliefs and our understandings of the world shape that. But we do think it's important, yes, that all spaces that are receiving that funding help to educate women with an informed decision.
You can't make a decision if you don't have all the options in front of you. I'm sorry, Kai, go ahead.
Right. No, I was going to say, and I'd like to add to that, it's very important that we trust that individuals will be able to make the right decision, especially if consistent information is given across all of these different centers or providers. That's very important. Education is important and key to alleviating disparities. It's also key to alleviating unwanted pregnancies and key to uplifting a family and the health of that individual. So it's what's concerning to me is when we make decisions, if our society makes decisions based on religious beliefs that could restrict the reproductive access of folks who do not belong to that religious group. So to me, it's very important that we provide accurate medical information for all, and also resources in the community for anyone who's seeking information regarding what to do regarding family planning.
Kateri, and you had said too that this educational component would be an opt-in situation, so parents could still opt out of this if they choose.
Yeah, and I think it's important to emphasize, right, that religion or the way that one navigates the world is I believe certain things about the world and I operate within an understanding of those beliefs. All of our laws are based on an understanding of the world and the way that we think we should engage in the world. So I do take, Kyle, push back a little bit and just say that we all operate with different understandings. And if we believe, right, that if one religion teaches something about really, you know, horrible practices against older adults, let's say, we'd say, no, that's not okay, even if that religion believes it, because we have to think about laws are for the common good, right? And so if we firmly believe in what the common good is, then folks both from any standpoint have the right to express, this is a human being, and I'm concerned about the way that we've decided to treat that human being. So I think it's a bit of a fallacious argument to say that if one is religious, that suddenly secularism isn't also operating from an understanding of the world and principles about how the world should operate.
But I think the concern, at least for me, Kateri, is one particular aspect of religion being allowed to enforce these beliefs on a populace that does not necessarily all believe those things. I do think
law does that regardless, right? So we say that you can't, you know, you can't kill somebody in the street. You just can't do that. But then you could say, well, you're forcing that on me. My religion says that I absolutely can do that, and I have a right to do that if I want to. But it's about the common good, right? That's the understanding, the Aristotelian understanding or Thomistic of the law, that if we're going to say these are things that we all must adhere to, we have to understand we each come with an understanding of what is yes and what is no.
I think what's really crucially important is that we don't point fingers at each other and say, you are evil and you're going to hell you drink the blood of babies and, you know,
that's super damaging.
That doesn't get us anywhere. So wonderful conversation. Kateri Klingel and Kai Gardner-Mishlov have been our guests. We are going to provide a link to citizensolutions.us so you can weigh in on this very, very difficult topic. It's abortion, and it's not going away. Ladies, thank you so very much. Really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day. Stay close. News is next. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is also the hour you want to text using the Civic Media app. Text the word freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Text the word freedom by noon today, and you are in the running for a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. A pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats, that happens daily. And then there will be two grand prize winners who get to pick where they want to have their staycation, complete with gas to get there and back. Fort Atkinson, a cottage on the lake, including the pontoon boat. Go with that one. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Door County stay at the Ridges Inn Suites. Everybody who enters, whether you win something or not, everyone who enters will be in the drawing for the grand prize.
Yeah.
And Greg Bach.
Yes.
You can get a bonus entry.
How?
Once you text the word freedom using the app, you will get a response. You click on that, and that's essentially just going to ask you to go check if you're registered to vote. And then you get another entry.
And
puff.
Done.
And just like that.
And if you're not registered to vote, that's fine. No judgment. You just answer honestly. There you
and
go.
And then get registered.
You get another vote. Yeah, get registered, but you also get another entry. Boom. We make it so simple. And we might pay for your gas. Well, we are paying for your gas. But if you win, you could win. You might win. And then you get your gas paid for. When does that ever happen unless you are Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas getting your gas paid for?
Excellent point.
Thank you very much. Brought back around. If you were listening to the show earlier, our Supreme Court is corrupt, but this contest is not.
It is not. And I also love in my show notes here, it says, the getaway is complete with gas to get there and back. Well, we weren't going to just give you gas for the first part.
You live in Fort Atkinson now.
You're on your own, baby. Good luck. Text the word freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, up until noon today. Todd Aula and I going on the road, baby.
Yes, you are.
On the road with Jane and Todd. Right after I get out of here today, I am driving to Madison. So we'll be doing the show from our Civic Media World headquarters high above State Street tomorrow. And then Todd and I going to be broadcasting from Richland Center on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We're in Eau Claire on Thursday and wrapping up the tour on Friday. In Amory.
Amory. And speaking of Todd, ooh. Oh,
thank you, Calvin.
A double
Gliss,
chimes.
Gliss.
Oh. Also, don't forget, we want to be the number one show as far as entries, so make that happen.
Todd Alba's still beating us.
You know what?
He's good, man. He is good. It's a friendly wager. We have a friendly wager. Whoever gets the most entries, the loser has to buy him a steak dinner at a supper club in Amory, which I'm completely cool with.
And no matter who wins, Aaron Zommers has to buy me a Subway sandwich.
That's an addendum, I think, to the original bet, but sure.
Why
not?
Yeah.
All right. Don't go for Dolly.
Yeah, just keep your meds.
What are you thinking?
Yeah. Did you think this would end well for you?
Apparently so. A writer for The Federalist.
Okay, this is going to start well.
Erica Anderson criticized Dolly Parton for her non-judgmental approach to life and her claim that she loves everyone. Erica Anderson's headline read, "There's nothing loving about Dolly Parton's false gospel." Anderson argues that if Parton is a Christian, as she claims, she should call homosexuality a sin. Quote, Parton's version of love, which includes condoning immoral sexual behavior, she said, be who you are, is unaligned with God's vision for humanity. My favorite part, Saturday, I think this was posted on Friday, Thursday or Friday. On Saturday, Anderson telling Yahoo Entertainment that the widespread backlash made her realize she shouldn't probably have used Dolly Parton to press her argument.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly's fans went crazy.
Yeah, and Dolly's fans, by the way, aren't, you know, they're not
mean girls.
Well, they're not mean girls, but they're also not, it's not this group or that group. It is a vast group of individuals who protect her. Because I said it to you, and I may get in trouble for saying this, but I don't care. Dolly Parton might be the second coming of Christ. And I'm just, because she has such a Christ-like belief of just like, I love everyone. Because this Erica Andrews said that Dolly Parton should admonish and say that we do not love the sin of homosexuality. Jesus never said anything in the Bible about that. Jesus said, do unto others. Love your brothers. He washed the feet of the poor and the wretched.
Welcome the stranger.
He welcomed the stranger. Clothe them. Feed them. Do all the things. She clothes, feeds. She provides books.
Books.
She loves people.
Thousands of books.
Thousands of books. You can sign up right now. Get your little kid book every month for the first 5 years of their life. She loves everyone. She is the exact example of what Christ's love is supposed to be.
Erica Anderson says, I regret using Dolly as an example for the point I was making. As I wrote in the piece, I love her and think she does some incredible things for the world. We all make poor choices in how to frame things sometimes. This was one of those moments for me. Dolly is one of the few people who is beloved by all and who loves all. The world is lucky to have her. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very much so. Don't come for Dolly.
And you know,
it's not going to work well.
And you know what? Dolly probably has already forgiven her and said, you know what? People got their opinions. That's fine. They've had their opinions about me for 50 years, she'd probably say, because she's loving and forgiving. And I get what she's trying to do. She's trying to do some real low-rent damage control on this article. I shouldn't have used her as an example. It wasn't the best idea. No, you wrote the article. It's called, There's Nothing Loving About Dolly Parton's False Gospel. If you were writing about Hollywood or liberals or just musicians or whatever, but you wrote an article about Dolly Parton. You made Dolly Parton the target of this piece. There's nothing, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, you shouldn't have done it, but it's not, don't act like, oh, she was the only example I could use. You knew what you were doing when you started.
And absolutely.
And you're probably enjoying the attention you're getting from the people who support you, because let's face it, you don't care about the people who don't like you. So all of this, you once again win.
People on X. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth.
You just said it! Calvin, mark the day and the time.
I need a lozenge now. People on what used to be Twitter were not happy. They came for Dolly. We ride at dawn. Folks, a land war in Asia is the second biggest blunder anyone can make. The first biggest blunder coming for Dolly Parton.
So I guess never put your life on the line when death's involved with a Sicilian is third now. That's third. That's been bumped down. Okay, good to know.
A third person on X saying, no, you do not come after Dolly Parton. You absolutely do not. I will go after anyone on this app except for Dolly Parton. Delete your entire account.
It just makes... No, that's like going after Mr. Rogers or Tom Hanks or like these are
Betty White.
Betty White.
Going for Betty White.
Try Keanu Reeves. Like you, there's just people you just don't go after because it will never make you look good. It will only make you look monstrous or stupid or both.
Last year, Dolly Parton talked to the Hollywood Reporter about the recent onslaught of anti-LGBTQ plus legislation. Quote, I have some of everybody in my own immediate family and in my circle of employees. I've got transgender people. I've got gays. I've got lesbians. I've got drunks. I've got drug addicts. All within my own family. I know and love them all, and I do not judge. And I just see how brokenhearted they get over certain things, and I know how real they are. I know how important this is to them. That's who they are. They cannot help that any more than I can help being Dolly Parton. You know, that we people know me. If there's something to be judged, that is God's business. But we are all God's children, and how we are is who we are.
And also, let's be clear as well, Dolly Parton in this article also talks about she doesn't consider herself a Christian. She considers herself spiritual. She was raised with the Bible. She loves that she was, but she has a spirituality now. And that's more, seems like, from this article and from the things she's done and said, a connection to human beings, regardless of who they are. She's going to love and hug you and tell you that she loves your face. If you are conservative, if you are a liberal, if you are transgender, if you are, you know, a father of four kids living on a farm with, it doesn't matter. She loves you for who she is, for who you are, yes, as long as you're good and kind. And that just makes all the more my point. Don't come for Dolly!
Yes, as Erica Anderson learned, wrong person to target. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, Dolly's not going to address this. She's above this. She doesn't care. But...
She'll say, bless her heart, and move on.
Probably, and she'll say, I love you. Yeah. You know, have a good day.
Yeah. It's just, it's... poor move. Just that bad planning.
Bad planning. I just find it interesting that when she's sitting down to write this article, who can I use as my example?
Yeah.
And scapegoat them, essentially. Right?
Yeah.
For you believe the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Your love is the wrong kind of love.
Yeah.
Because you're not judging. You're supposed to be judging. I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to be judging.
No, it's not your
Wasn't
problem.
It judge not lest ye be judged?
Yeah, that's a job that doesn't be on your plate, actually. The judging is God's job, not yours. So go do something else. And honestly, if we're going to write an article about how I have a problem with people's gospel, it's the ones who are standing in $50 million church is asking you for money so they can buy their third jet to take to their fourth yacht because they need to go somewhere and find out more about God. No, that's not how this works. I don't believe in your prosperity theology. That is nothing but an excuse to make money off the backs of people who don't have enough. And if people like Dolly Parton are in the world who say, I want to donate money to help those who are the victim of, you know, like earthquakes and
natural disasters.
If I want to use my money to purchase books for children so they read and they grow and they become better people, you know what? I'm not a religious person, but I believe in the gospel of Dolly Parton.
That should be a book.
That should be
the gospel of Dolly.
I'll bet you any amount of money.
The gospel of Dolly. All right. Don't forget, you still have about 10, 12 minutes to text the word freedom, FREEDOM. Text the word freedom using the Civic Media app. And you are entered for our hourly prize, a Wisconsin Dell Summer Prize Pack. One person per day picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats. You've used them.
Yes. There's a fantastic view.
Good view.
Oh, great view.
Great access, I understand. Mm-hmm. Like, right up the stairs, there's bathrooms.
You feel fancy because you're up in the 300s around the suites and all the cool people are like, ooh. Oh, look, it's a guy who makes way more money than me. We're sharing the same bathroom.
We're both here. And then, of course, two grand prize winners picking up a summer staycation, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat. That's a draw. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Everybody who enters, even if you win one of the hourly or daily prizes, everybody is going to be in the drawing for those two grand prizes.
And follow the prompts once you enter about whether or not you're registered to vote. You answer that question, yes or just answer the question.
Yep.
You're entered in another time.
That's your bonus entry.
So think about that. You could enter every single time in a day. That's what, seven?
7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7.
You can get 14 entries a day.
Just by clicking on that link and checking to make sure you're registered to vote. Oh.
We're making it. We're
fantastic.
Basically handing you a pontoon boat.
Lesson learned, don't comfort Dolly. Yep. All right. When we return, something that will make flying better.
No.
I know, it's actually true.
I don't believe you.
That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you so very much for joining us. Just about 10 minutes left for you to text the word FREEDOM, FREEDOM. Text the word FREEDOM using the Civic Media app, and you are entered in our statewide Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. So text the word FREEDOM, and then Todd Alba in the 1 o'clock hour will have the next word for you, and you can enter every hour that we play. Very excited to talk about this. Something to make flying better. Yes, there it can actually be done. Summer Hegrains is with us at Milwaukee International Airport. Good morning, Summer. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about TSA PreCheck. My husband and I have had this for about a decade. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful and will make your life so much better if you fly. Summer, tell us, what is TSA PreCheck?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It definitely makes the TSA process really easy and seamless at the airport. So what it is, it's a program that basically speeds up the TSA security screening process. You have this TSA PreCheck designation. You get to go in a separate line in TSA, and once you're in that line and you're approved, there's no need to remove your shoes. You don't have to remove your belt. You don't have to take off your jacket when you're going through those security scanners. You can also leave your laptop in your bag. You can leave your liquids that you've packed in your bag. So it's a really great program to be a part of to speed up the security process.
Well, and I want to say, especially for people who are a little bit older, my husband has a spinal cord injury. He's not very bendy. So putting his shoes on and off is a pain, literally a pain. So not having to do that when we travel is wonderful.
Definitely. I would agree. That's one of the best parts of it, is not having to take off your shoes. You know, if the line's busy that day, it can really get congested when people are taking off their shoes, taking off their belts, and trying to get it all put back on after the fact. Luckily, at Milwaukee, we have a recombobulation area. So there's a place for everyone to get themselves situated after TSA. But yeah, TSA PreCheck is a really great option for people that travel, you know, a few times a year. I would definitely recommend it.
Yeah, and it's an affordable process too. I mean, it's an easy process, but it's also affordable. And I didn't know this, but I'm actually today I am going for my interview for my PreCheck, because I haven't been. I mean, I travel. I go on a plane like 2-3 times a year, and I just never did it because, like, I'm fine.
I don't need it. It's fine.
And I know we're going to talk about it in a moment. I have what's called Clear, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I was talking to my brother-in-law about it when we were in D.C. a couple weeks ago, and he's just like, it just makes sense. Even if you use it once or twice a year, you get it for 5 years, and it just makes everything easier.
Oh, and I'm telling you, if you're coming from overseas and you land in O'Hare, having TSA PreCheck will save you an hour,
yeah,
at least. And quite honestly, maybe this is just my personal opinion, there are few things worse than having to take off your shoes and you're not wearing socks at the airport, and now you have to walk through the scanner thing in your bare feet. Blah.
Well, that's just pre-planning, Jane.
I guess you're right. Summer Higraines is our guest. She's with Mitchell International Airport, and we're talking about TSA PreCheck. And now you can sign up for this, Summer, at a kiosk.
That's correct, yeah. So previously, the TSA used to hold these mobile enrollment events, and they were only available a few times a year. You had to have an appointment, and those appointments go really quickly. Now, Clear actually has partnered with TSA PreCheck, so they are an official enrollment partner. And now at the airport, 7 days a week, no appointment needed. You can walk into the main terminal, go over to our Clear kiosks in the main terminal, and enroll for TSA PreCheck, just like that.
Huh.
Do you need any what kind of documentation do you need, Summer?
Yeah, so we recommend that people bring their U.S. passport. That needs to be a valid U.S. passport, not expired. You either just need your passport, or you need your ID card and another piece of identification. There's an entire list on the TSA's website, tsa.gov, that'll tell you exactly what documents you need to bring. And yeah, that's basically it. We're open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at those Clear kiosks right in the main terminal, 7 days a week.
When I go for my interview today, I'm going to be taking my driver's license, my ID, as well as my passport. I do have Clear. We signed up for it last year because a lady came up to us and said, hey, do you want to, like, you know, skip the lines? We're like, yes, please. And then luckily, when she started to sign us up, she goes, well, you are also in the wrong terminal.
Oh, dear.
You were in line for the wrong terminal. So actually, her asking us and us signing up saved us. I don't think we would have missed our flight, but we would have been testing that. But Clear is great because you go in, you go right up to a kiosk, you scan in. The whole process takes you about 2 minutes maybe. And then they take you to the front of the line for your, if you don't have TSA PreCheck, and then you go and you take your shoes off and you do your thing. And it just makes it very fast and effective. And also a great thing about Clear, and by the way, I'm not paid by Clear. I paid for my membership. There is no endorsement if you're listening, Clear. It also works at events too. When we were in DC, we went to a baseball game and there was a Clear kiosk there that you could skip the line to get into the baseball game.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's a yearly membership. So I'm sure you want to talk more about that. But Clear is great.
We've got about 2 minutes left, Summer. Is there a big difference between TSA PreCheck and Clear?
Yeah, so they're two separate programs. It's a little bit confusing since Clear is now offering those TSA PreCheck enrollments, but they are two separate programs. So PreCheck again is that expedited security lane where you don't need to remove those liquids from your bag, your laptop, you can leave your shoes on. Clear is a little bit different. It uses a biometric scan when you get to the airport that actually allows you to skip that TSA line and you move to the front of the line.
Oh.
So if you don't have TSA PreCheck, you're still going through that regular line or that regular lane, once you get up to the podium, but it really speeds up the process so you don't have to stand and wait in line.
Well, take advantage of it. You can now sign up at Mitchell International Airport. Summer Higraines has been our guest. Thank you so very much, Summer. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
You too. Stay close. News is coming up next, followed by the one and only Todd Albaugh Show. Thank you so very much to Greg and Calvin and our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all to all of you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay here on the Civic Media Radio Network.